One of the I guess a hot button topic a little bit that someone asked that we speak about. This was a major controversy in a shul in Syracuse, I think it was recently, is the role of women in leadership positions such as shul president, member of the board of directors of a shul, or I guess technically a school or anything. Is that appropriate? Is it halachically usur? Is it halachically mutter, but just not appropriate, or is it totally fine and no problem and get with the times, Rabbi, and there shouldn't be any issue whatsoever? So that is a question that someone asked that we speak about. I think there was a shul recently. I think the Young Israel, the rules in the Young Israel charter is that to be a Young Israel, you're not allowed to have a woman president, and I think that's why there was a whole sichsuch, a whole fight. I don't know all the details, but there was a whole fight about that in a particular shul. But anyway, so where does this come from? Let's just go through some of the issues. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey takes the pasuk in Devarim Perek Zayin pasuk Tzav that says Som Tasim Alecha Melech, where the pasuk says that you should appoint a king, and the Gemara darshins, Rambam quotes the Gemara, Melech v'lo Malka. That you appoint a king, you do not appoint a queen. It's fascinating. Sefer the Minchas Chinuch writes on that mitzvah of Som Tasim Alecha Melech that maybe that's only a din in the sima, maybe it's only a din in the appointment of a king, that you're not allowed to appoint a queen. But maybe if a melech dies and he only has a daughter, maybe she becomes queen by default, which is an interesting chiddush. I don't think most of the achronim assume that way. Minchas Chinuch raises that possibility, but the Rambam says, oh, so just like you're not allowed to appoint a woman as a queen, so too a woman can't be in any position of leadership. So too any position of sarara over the Jewish people, a woman is not allowed to take. It's just an extension of the king. So the Kesef Mishnah points out on the spot that when Chazal make that drash of Melech v'lo Malka, they only say Melech v'lo Malka. They don't say anything about all leadership positions. They don't say anything about Sarara. They just say Melech v'lo Malka, that a woman could be, a man could be a king, a woman cannot be a king. So Moshe and Tshuva, Nigros Moshe Yerdei Chilik Beis, two Tshuva, Sim Mem Dal and Sim Mem Hei, suggest that maybe the Rambam is based on the Gemara in Yevamah stuff Mem Hei and Aleph. The Gemara in Yevamah says that the Torah does not allow us to appoint a ger as a king, but not only that, a ger is not allowed to take any position of srara either, any position of authority. And Rav Moshe says that the Rambam probably assumes that a ger and a woman have the same din, that just like a ger is not allowed to take a position of srara, and it's not just the din of king, it's just that king is set up as the paradigmatic example of a position of srara, but really any other position of srara would also be included. So too by a woman, when the Chazal darshan Melech v'lo Malka, that's just the paradigmatic example of srara, but all types of srara would be asur. So a couple of things to point out over here. First is, how do you define srara? And then we're going to have to deal with, does everyone agree to the Rambam? So first, in terms of how to define, right, the Rambam is clearly machmir, that a woman cannot be in a position of srara. So what is srara? Can a woman be a head of school, of a principal of a girl's school? So I would imagine even in the most Haredi circles, women are principals of schools, right? So why is that allowed? Is that a position of srara? So the definition of srara is a little bit tricky. It's very tricky, actually. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Vavim Beis tells us that a ger should not be appointed to a position where he inspects people's weights, you know, the weights that they use for their scales when they're selling produce. So the ger shouldn't be the guy doing the inspections, and because that's viewed as a position of srara. Now, is that a very prestigious position? It's not really a prestigious position. L'chor, it's got nothing to do with prestige. What is it? So Rav Moshe understands that that Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe Yerdei Chilik Dalet Simen Chavav seems to understand as follows, that when the purpose of a job that a person has is not only to do the bidding of the person who employs you, but to actually sometimes work against them and oversee them and do things that they don't want and implement things against those who you're in charge of, or even who are in charge of you, that would be a position of srara. But a position that just has a certain measure of power over other people, like you're a boss in a company, that doesn't count as a position of srara. It has to be where you're dafka working against somebody. So Rav Moshe discusses the possibility, what about a ger being a Rosh Yeshiva or a Mashkiach in a Yeshiva? So they certainly have certain powers, but he doesn't think that like you can throw kids out of the yeshiva if you're a shiva. But he said it doesn't think that's srara, because that's just like a boss power. That's not the power of acting against the will of the employer, because the reshiva can't go against the board. The board employs him, and the reshiva can't decide to. So he's not allowed to go. He's not there to oversee and make sure things are being done right by those who employ him. So according to that, l'cha'ora, Moshe writes in Igros Moshe Yerdei Bey Simon Mem Hei that a mashkiach in kashrus, a kashrus mashkiach, someone who just inspects to make sure that the supervises the kashrus. So what happens when I'm supervising kashrus? Someone pays me money to make sure that they're doing their job properly, and that they're not stepping out of line, right? That's what happens. The company pays the mashkiach to give them hashkacha, but then the mashkiach is overseeing, oh, wait, what's that? What's the label on that package? What is that? And he's stopping them, and he's able to control what they're doing, and he has a position of authority over them. So Moshe holds, being a mashkiach, even though sometimes it's a thankless job, and it's a job that people don't feel like is a very prestigious and cushy job, but it's srara, according to Moshe's definition. And therefore, Rav Moshe says a woman should not be a mashkiach. He says the easy way around it is hire a man as the mashkiach, and then the man can have the woman work for him to oversee that everything is going okay. But ultimately, the Rav HaMachshir is the one who's really the one in the position of srara. That is Rav Moshe's definition of srara, at least. Now, do all the Rishonim agree with Rav Moshe? So the answer is clearly no. The Tosfos Maseches Nidan Daf Nun allows a woman to be a dayan. L'chora, that would seem to be a position of srara, regardless of what you hold. Sefer Achinuch, the mitzvah Tav Tzadi Zayin, says that a woman can't be a king. And then in the next mitzvah, he talks about a ger, and he says that a ger is not allowed to be a king or have any other position of srara, which implies that a woman is allowed to have a position of srara. It's just a ger that's not allowed to have a position of srara. Rav Moshe says that l'chor Rashi in Kiddushin Dafayin Vavam Beis and the Ran in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph Amud Beis B'dapei Arif also disagree with the Rambam's opinion, because they say that the iser of a ger being in a position of srara is based on the terminology som tasim, whereas a woman, the exclusion of a woman, is based on the word melech, melech velo malka, not based on the word som tasim. So som tasim means there should be no appointments of this person. So ger, som tasim, but not a ger. You can't do any sima of a ger. But a woman is just melech velo malka. It's not a din in the appointment, it's a din in who is a king. Only a melech is a king, not a malka. And Rav Moshe writes the Ramban and the Rashba probably also disagree with the Rambam on this issue, because the Ramban and the Rashba don't deal with the issue of Devorah being a judge. They just don't think it's an issue. So if you're not going to think it's an issue, obviously it's because you think that there's no problem of an issue of Srara. Otherwise, you got to come up with some other terrors. Ritva and Shvuas of Lamed Amud Aleph seems to agree with the Rambam. So Rav Moshe writes that it's Machlokes Rishonim. We should follow the sheet of the Rambam, and therefore a woman should not be in a position of srara, because after all, this issue is a daraisa issue. It's not a drabanan issue. So the question is, what does the Torah allow? What does the Torah not allow? So since Savi daraisa, Rav Moshe says we should say Savi daraisa l'chumra. Is a shul president a position of srara l'chora? Yes. According to Rav Moshe's definition, it is a position of srara. Shul president has to make sure the rabbi is doing his job, and the shul board members, they make sure that that everyone who works for the shul is doing what they're supposed to be doing. And even though the rabbi technically is the ultimate halachic authority in the shul, and he's viewed as the figurehead of the shul, but there are people who work beneath him that actually oversee him. So it's like the mashkiach in a certain way. So Rav Moshe thinks that a woman should not be appointed on the board of a shul. There are poskim that allow women to serve on the board of a shul, but not as president, because they hold that president is a position of srara just based on it being the highest office. Others say that that they could serve even as president, because the Rav Chaim David Alevi writes in the Tshuva that he thinks that that even according to the Rambam should be able to be president of a shul, because it's only a din in forcefully taking a position of srara. But when a person is voted to that position, then maybe even the Rambam would agree that a woman is allowed to take that position. So it seems that that's the shita of some poskim. Just want to want to add that there's another concern over here also. A shul president typically works very closely with the rabbi. The rabbi and the shul president are in constant contact with each other. They're always meeting with each other, always talking to each other about every single issue that comes up in the shul, and that's the shul president's role. It's probably not a great idea to have set up a situation where the person you work closest with, even though in the business world, al karchenu, that happens all the time, and you know you don't really have your choice, but for a married man and a married woman who are both frum, to be constantly working with each other, and they're not married to each other, to constantly be working with each other and have all this time spent alone with each other, even if they manage to technically get around the Yisurim of Yichud, is probably not a very good idea. It's probably not the wisest thing to do. I know when I meet with women in my shul, if a woman wants to come talk to me, I will not meet with a woman unless my wife is in the house. If you don't want my wife to hear, I'll tell my wife not to listen, but she's got to be within earshot anyway. She's got to be in the house. I want her walking in and out of the room even once in a while, or just around the area. I don't want to deal with that kind of... I mean, that's just a general public policy thing in terms of avoiding any sorts of accusations or anything like that, but it's also just a good idea in terms of how closely men and women should be interacting with each other. And you could, I've written on this topic in terms of how closely men and women should be interacting with each other. There is in our world a little bit too much of a sense of comfort that people have with other people's wives. That it's, people assume once you get married, the issue to talk to girls goes away. All of a sudden, it's you could be buddy buddies with. That's really not the way the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says that you're not supposed to have strong social relationships with women who are not your wife. So I think on that level, it's something that probably should be avoided anyhow. Okay, but that's just my own ad-lib. That's not really the halacha. Strict halacha is what I told you. Moshe Shita Zasser, others say Moshe.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.